installation services. We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in here. Calling you from on the road. I'm actually heading back from Baton Rouge. I've been in the state capitol all day long today. Thanks for hanging in for me, and thanks for hanging in with me while I'm on the road. There's some road noise. My mic's not the best, doing from the car. However, it's important for me to get some information to you. That's why I'm making sure I call in here to do the show. But I've been at the Capitol all day in Baton Rouge. Today was the Election Integrity Board meeting. They're having a series of these before our Secretary of State chooses which election system he's going to choose for our state. And they put together, so if you don't really know about that, I'll back up a little bit further. So a while back, Kyle Ardoin was going to decide, headed by Kyle Ardoin, was in the process of deciding which voting purchase for Louisiana voters to bring our election system up to date, which system was going to be used. And of course, if you haven't heard the story, the leading system was going to be the Dominion system. Well, everybody went up in arms about it. And I mean, raised their arms, not armed themselves, but up in arms over the idea of Dominion being used in Louisiana amidst all the problems that were told in the last election cycle. So in the last legislative session, Sharon Hewitt had a bill that was going to set the standards on which system was going to be used. Now, keep in mind, I'm surmising, I'm giving you the gist of it, I'm giving you the brief, not all the details. So for those of you who know about this, you might say, well, this doesn't sound exactly like I heard it, but the basic, I'm giving you the brief version. So Sharon Hewitt's bill was the one that passed through both houses, and the governor signed it on how our next election system was going to be decided. And part of that was by having a board, an election commission board set up to where they could hear and hear testimony and be able to investigate which system was going to be recommended by the board. So that was, so today was the second election commission meeting at the Capitol. There's going to be more in January, and they're open for public. So you can actually go there and not only hear testimony, but have your voice heard if you like. Now, I got to admit, last time they had a lot of really smart people speak, and a lot of people give their opinion, and they did the same thing today. However, today they actually brought in some people from around the country. And I'll tell you about a lot of these things in this show, and we'll see how long it takes me. I know I've got some callers on the line. You will get that chance to call in today and have some things said, but hopefully it's about Elections Commission. Or I know we had an election last week, and I've got somebody to call in and give their opinion on how the results of the last election in Orleans is going to affect Orleans. We'll talk about that in a second. So let me continue with the Elections Commission Board today. So we had Colonel Bill Waldron came on. I met Colonel Waldron at the Mike Lindell Symposium. He's been traveling the country. He's an IT guy, cybersecurity guy, and had him talk about the security of our election system. And he talked about how easily they've been hacked into. He talked about the problems with electronic voting, and he's going through all of that for all of us. So it was really interesting to hear his side of the story. We also had a gentleman from Michigan. And before I tell you about him, if you would like to see any of this testimony, it's online. You go to the LA.gov site, and you can look up a video, and you can see all the testimony of not just Colonel Waldron, but all the people who spoke even during the public comment, which I think is very important when you hear some of the comments, which I'll talk about in a minute. So they had a gentleman from Michigan speak. What's interesting is that he actually spoke on how every electronic system is vulnerable to hacking and theft or manipulation, we'll say. Part of the testimony actually sounded like he was on the side of election integrity, not only in our state, but in our country. But then ironically, the tone kind of switched, and this is just me giving my opinion, to where it almost sounded like he was not on our side. You know, kind of like, well, all the election systems can be rigged, so just choose the one that everybody hates anyway, because it could all be rigged. That's not what it said, but that was kind of the tone of how to you could hear it. Either way, we After the break, I'll give you a little bit more update here. But we talked about Heathrow on his testimony. They had a lady that came on from Colorado talking about the vulnerability of our systems, but showing data, how the data shows all over the country that our systems are definitely manipulated. So hang in with me after the break. We're going to talk some more about this. I got some callers that you'll get a chance to have your voice heard today. Stay tuned here with more of me, William Wallace for America, after the break.
M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden, and not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service, so don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more. So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America Broadcasting. I will say that we're broadcasting live from WGSO Studios, but I'm really broadcasting live from my car, but through WGSO Studios. I'm actually sitting in traffic right now on the I-10 because I-10's closed, which is the reason why I wasn't able to make it in, because there's that helicopter that crashed on the spillway, so they got the I-10 closed, they're diverting everybody. Either way, so the Election Board Commission meeting had another interesting person from Colorado, as I was into the last segment with, and she actually showed the data, which kind of Phil Waldron showed a little bit, and some other people showed how ironic it is, and I'm saying ironic, how improbable it is that all of the data matched exactly around the country, and how statistically impossible it is for the numbers and the data to rise and fall the way it did. Now, I'm explaining this way because I don't have the charts to show, of course, we're on radio, but I'm trying to give you a visual. They showed charts and showed how certain counties were voting for Trump and how most of these counties were voting for Trump, and then how all of a sudden, at the exact same time in the exact same places, and we've heard it, we've heard this story before, but we don't really realize it and how it was. And what we also don't show, well, a lot of people aren't showing it or believing, there's a lot of people that are either ignoring it, choosing not to believe it, or because it's so unbelievable in some ways that our elections can be so, because our whole lives we're raised on America and how great our country is and our Constitution and our rights, and it's hard to accept or believe that after all these years of history class and how great our country is, that our elections could actually have been manipulated, and in this case, stolen. And when you look at the data, and I've got some really smart friends, some Republican friends who will, oh, it wasn't stolen, that's really, they themselves are in disbelief, not disbelief, but I think people would rather not accept the truth because they would feel betrayed. It's easier to accept the lie because it conforms more to how we're taught our whole lives and how great our country is, which it is, and how secure it is because of our Constitution, than believe that it was manipulated. Either way, the public testimony afterwards was actually a wide spectrum of people, some that got up there and showed more of the same, some people that just let their voices be heard on how important it is to have election integrity, which we all know, but some of them were a little bit more heated, almost escorted out. Some were a little bit more professional, or not that there was a lack of profession, but a little bit more, had their information a little bit more laid out, we'll say. Either way, it was an interesting day with a lot of information. If you want to see more, you can go on legends.la.gov and see everything on video. I got to warn you, it's 6 hours of video. Pick the one you want to see, Colonel Waldron or any of the other people that came in there. We got a caller in. We've got Matthew in Metairie. I'm going to bring Matthew in Metairie on. Matthew in Metairie, long time now. I haven't had a chance to give you my show. What you got for us today, Matthew?
Well, I've made the comment on Gab, on my Gab page, and it's basically the thing that I'm concerned about with this election integrity thing is I'm afraid that if we don't get the exact right type of quote-unquote election integrity reforms, a bunch of our people are going to be like, well, hey, what are they about showing up? And I hear what these people are asking for, and I'm like, you're probably not going to get that. They're not going to bust up Dominion and take the executive and batter them and fry them. That's not going to happen.
Well, the reason why it's unlikely that we'll get the Dominion voting machines, Matthew, is because in House Bill 22 or Senate Bill 221, that is the one that Sharon Hewitt had passed, which actually is the one that created the Election Board Commission meeting. That in that particular bill, it says that it gives a percentage that can be owned, percentage of a company that can be owned by a foreign government. And I think that Dominion has too much foreign involvement or foreign ownership in it to be able to even be considered by the Election Commission. So that might get ruled out based on that bill.
Let's put it this way. Jeff cynically says that they'll find a way of hiding their foreign ownership. And he's probably right. They probably will. But my contention has never been that the machines might have had something to do with it, but the machines require human operators.
Right.
The reason they were able to do what they did was because they were able to operate sight unseen. Because, you know, the Wu flu was going to kill everybody who was there to challenge ballots or to count ballots. So we had to keep everybody separated by, you know, the distance from Earth to Mars. Say,
And Matthew, let's not forget, you know, everybody keeps talking about the election system. Last night, on my podcast, I interviewed Dr. Doug Frank. Dr. Doug Frank is another one that's on the forefront of election integrity. I met him at the Mike Lindell Symposium. And like we talked about on my show last night on my podcast, which you can catch, that show will be up on my podcast tomorrow. I recorded it last night. But you can, the video is on Facebook. Either way, I believe that the election system, the machine, the Dominion, that's just a narrative that is distracting people from the real problem with our election system, which is the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots are where the real problem is, Matthew. You're right.
I agree. You know, the mail-in ballots, basically, that were counted without anybody being able to verify signatures, without anybody being able to challenge the chain of custody, the sucker bumps, and all of these other things that combine to make this the least secure election in the history of elections since, you know, the Athenians were using lottery charts. And the thing that made that possible with all these states enacting COVID rules for voting. And the thing that made that possible was talk radio refusing to talk about treatments for COVID. You know, I don't talk about you, but I'm talking about, like, the big guys, like Rush Limbaugh. All year long, you bitch about what was going on. You wouldn't talk about treatments. Anyway, can I ask you a couple of favors? You said you have a Rumble channel. Can you email me the link to your Rumble channel? Rumble search at
Matthew, doesn't work real well. Matthew, we're at a break. It's William Wallace for America. And we got to take a break right now. So thank you so much for calling, Matthew. After the break, we'll be talking to some other people. In the meantime, stay tuned after the break with more of me, William Wallace for America, here at WTSO 990 AM.
Want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios, and it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State police are investigating the fiery crash of a privately owned helicopter this afternoon on the I-10 Bonnie Carey Spillway Bridge outside New Orleans. St. John Parish Sheriff Mike Traig says calls about the crash came in just after 1 p.m.
Officers responded. Of course, there is debris all over the interstate. Interstate 10 has been shut down, I-10 eastbound, and will be shut down until a unforeseeable future.
Eastbound I-10 traffic is being rerouted to US 51 and or US 61. The aircraft was completely destroyed by the fire. So far, no word on how many were inside or if any survived. Looking for work in the tech field? The State Department of Economic Development is having a virtual job fair Wednesday. Recruitment Director Jamie Nakamoto says look for it on your favorite social media site and simply register to take part. She says there are numerous jobs they want to fill.
So whether you're entry level or more experienced or even at the senior level, there are so many opportunities available in Louisiana's fastest growing sector.
This is news on LRN.
Everybody has a story, a dream. We don't always know where it'll take us, even against all odds.
I was born small. They said I was weak, that I wouldn't make it. Said my heart wasn't strong enough. But through the years, I've shown them what heart looks like. Again and again. I've had help. Mom got me the right care and the right doctors from the start, with Blue Cross coverage.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
Now, I'm the one breaking hearts. Don't let people tell you who you are. Show them.
With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to making your dream a reality. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is going to be December 18th and 19th in West Wego at the Ilario Center. There will be guns, knives, ammo, and more for your personal and home defense needs, and the list doesn't stop there. So get your Christmas shopping done at the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show on December 18th and 19th at the Ilario Center in West Wego, Saturday and Sunday all day for the show, or find them at greatsouthergunshow.com or on Facebook for more dates and times.
All my friends are searching.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO. Make a little progress getting back here. Everything's all messed up, as you heard, the helicopter crash. But also, even bigger than that, that's not bigger than that, but there's wrecks all over the place. I'm actually across the bridge on Gramercy, and there's just wrecks. There was a wreck on Erewhon Highway. It's absolutely nuts out here. So anyway, but now up next, talk about elections. I'm bringing on a regular and a friend, Captain Black, who's going to tell us. We're going to talk a little bit about elections in Orleans Parish. Captain, how are you today?
Good evening, Mr. President. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing real good. I say doing good, but I got places to be, but man, oh man, this traffic is horrible. So that being said, so Captain, you got some opinions from what I hear on the elections that we just had in Orleans. Talk to us about that. What do you want to talk about the most? What race first?
Well, let's start with the mayor's race. As we know, the incumbent was reelected. But she is going to be facing a gale force wind on a slow day regarding crime, regarding the disparate impact of Airbnb operators on low-income and working-class families in the city. And she's going to have to produce, and some of the incoming council members have campaigned against some of the items that the mayor has had, we'll just say, proximity with during her first term. So that's something to look out for. And congratulations to J.P. Morrell.
Do Airbnbs, do you think they hurt the Black community?
I think Airbnbs are to Black residency what kryptonite is to Superman. We already have a housing crisis. It's already been exacerbated beyond imagination by pandemic policy impacts. So when you take structures that could be used to rent out to people and you turn them into commercial ventures that do not benefit the neighborhood but only benefit the operators, then yes, I would have to say that is not a good impact. It will achieve one thing. It will have less Black residents in that neighborhood and more high-income liberal Airbnb operators and their patrons, few of whom are Black, by the way.
Okay.
For the party of inclusion.
What's your next race, Captain? Let's talk about the next race.
Sure. Congratulations to J.P. Morrell. Some say that his being on your show.
He's correct.
He's an incoming council member at large, and obviously he brings a lot of local connections. He brings a lot of Baton Rouge experience, and he was definitely a very progressive candidate, and a lot of that is going to be put to the test now because we've got to see where the philosophy and the actual governance are going to meet, because again, the same problems facing the mayor are the same problems facing him. And during a brief Twitter chat, he said, stay tuned on potential regulation for commercial Airbnbs, which always magically seem to land in the middle of low and working class Black communities. So we're going to see how he does with that.
Elena Moreno. I want to see what he does with bike lanes. Him and also Freddie King have a lot of bike lanes in their areas. So I want to hear about, I'm going to keep up with what they have on the bike lanes, because bike lanes, in my opinion, are horrible for traffic, and they're not, and they're actually, the way they're built, they're not safe for cyclists at all whatsoever. I think that they would have had a better, they would have done better for cyclists
with other options. I can make a whole radio show out of that, but then bike lanes that they've created, because I have crossed over bike lane after bike lane in our city, and it's not safe. They're giving cyclists the right of way, which, look, I understand, don't get me wrong. However, mm-hmm. when you direct a cyclist across a very busy street, and it's not going to be noticeable for the driver, you're putting people in harm's way. But that's a whole other story. So I'll let you
continue. And that is an issue that they will have to address. But a lot of residents, many of whom are obviously very sensitive to the fatalities and the dangers of bicyclists and pedestrians, feel that particular project was unilaterally done with very little input from the general community. But moving on, Helena Moreno, she was reelected. She also faces the same challenges that we just referenced above. Joe Geruso, he was reelected, same as above. You know, the full plate that we've just discussed, each member of council is going to have to deal with in his or her own way. Moving on to District B, we have a new council member coming in, Leslie Harris.
Okay.
She ran a very well-funded, very aggressive race against an incumbent who sadly seemed like he could not handle the scope of the position relative to addressing violent crime and infrastructure, Jay Banks.
Okay.
Moving on to District C, we have Freddie King, full disclosure, I supported him, who defeated Stephanie Bridges, another fellow attorney, in a runoff, and he will be succeeding outgoing council member Kristen Palmer, who was actually defeated by J.P. Morrell for the council at large seat. In District D, congratulate.
The city really didn't like her. They booted her out, Kristen Palmer.
Well, no, she kind of felt that she felt a little too comfortable that showing up at events, which is a good thing, was going to automatically get her the black vote when she really does not have a record of doing much for black people or homeowners or neighborhood stability in her own district. And it came back to bite her badly. And, of course, the attack ads that she launched against J.P. Morrell did not help any.
And since the city council has basically redistricted the council limits or the council boundaries to where you will never have another Republican in, they basically gerrymandered those districts in a way that the council is going to be basically one party, I think, for a long time. I'll leave it at that.
Well, no, the challenge for the GOP is, which, and I was going to address that when we got to the sheriff's race, but the challenge for the local GOP is you can wait
to address that when we get to the sheriff's race, but I'll go on with District D that you were about to do a minute ago.
Well, no, District D, you can congratulate Eugene Green, who's a very experienced political figure who has run several times in the past and was able to win. However, his challenger is asking for a recount. And his challenger is Troy Glover, who was a former St. Rod Neighborhood Association president and community activist. So pending the recount, we'll see what that race ultimately is.
Are you saying there could be problems with election integrity in Orleans?
You would have to ask the Glover campaign about why he wants a recount.
Okay.
But that is suspicion. Mm-hmm. And District E welcomes Oliver Thomas back to city council after defeating incumbent Cindy Nguyen, who was a first-term council member. I think that, you know, nice lady, but she could not compete with Oliver's depth of knowledge about the mechanics of the council and addressing critical issues that, unfortunately, were not addressed during her first term sufficiently enough to win her a reelection.
Wow. So, I'm going to keep this segment going here for another couple more minutes. So let's just go and finish up. What are we going to talk about next?
Well, next we're going to talk about the criminal clerical course race and saving the big enchilada for last, the sheriff's race.
All right. So we're going to talk about that after the break. And everybody, we're on the line here with Captain Black. He's giving us an election update, and we're going to talk more about this when we get back here from the break here on WTFO 990 AM.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden, and not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service, so don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody, welcome back to my show, William Wallace for America here at WGSO 990 AM. And remember, I do a lot of shows on video, which you can see on YouTube, Rumble, my Facebook page. All of those can be found at William Wallace for America, W-A-L-L-I-S for America. Or my podcast can be found at all podcast apps. And I do different content on all of them simply because videos are good for some things and podcasts are good for other things. And so catch me there. So Captain Black, we're talking about the last couple races that you got. What's the next race that you want to summarize?
Clerk of the Criminal Court.
I know. I'm heartbroken.
I, I wish he would have had him on twice and he would have won. But he lost to Darren Lombard, I think, in some measure because of two things. Austin, like Brother Al Mims, is one of the folks I call a community conservative. He's a Democrat, just like Brother Mims, not connected with the GOP in any formal manner, but a reliable voice for public safety, parental responsibility, all the things that one thinks of in the affirmative sense when you consider conservatism. And I know that there's always been some pushback about those stances that he's taken, but I think the other concern I had about that race was that Lombard's campaign released a very damaging ad connecting Austin Badon to an unnamed major league slumlord here who tried to put people out of government-funded housing that he owns, you know, Section 8 and similar programs, during the pandemic in defiance of the eviction moratorium. And that struck very deeply with a mostly working-class electorate or even middle or upper-class voters who either came from working-class backgrounds or have friends and family with working-class backgrounds. And that just administered a coup de grace to a campaign that we both were very favorably disposed toward.
Yeah, I think Austin Badon would have done a great job there. Unfortunately, I think the other candidate played some dirty smear ads, as you just pointed out. But I don't think that Austin Badon is guilty of any of those, of that dirt, and did not deserve what that guy threw out. And
absolutely so, not.
I know Austin Badon to be a good person. Look, I did a show with him a while back, way before the election. And he talked about, you know, how hard he was working to keep people in their homes and during the pandemic. So it's a shame that somebody, you know, made up some stuff on him. They ran another ad too about the scholarship program, which is something that the legislators can appoint somebody. But what I saw this ad when they ran the ad and said that Austin got the scholarship award to somebody who didn't even live in the area, but the other guy did to Austin Badon, what he failed to mention is that the legislators try not to award everything in their day. They try to work with other legislators because they don't want to give away, you know, people in their own district the scholarships because it's perceived as they're doing favors. They work They work with each other and actually they create boards. They don't even appoint it themselves. They create boards in their districts to decide through them. So that way they're not even involved in the process. Single-handedly, they do it in a very fair way. I've witnessed this. I've seen it. And they do it in a very fair way. And so by throwing that dirt on Austin Badon was not only unfair, it shows what kind of person they are, that the guy that won the election, shows what kind of dirty politics he played to get in, and he will play those same dirty politics to the people in New Orleans. Watch.
We will see.
So what's
the last race? Sheriff's race.
In the last race. All right, sheriff's race. Let's go.
The incumbent lost despite having $900,000 and incredibly vicious attack ads, which I think I was in the Republican Party for 20 years, so I know when you're going after a Democratic candidate, it backfired on the incumbent because at the end of the day, he's a Democrat. Now, he's governed and styled himself as a moderate, but when you're attacking a woman for not being married, not having children, claiming that she's going to release violent criminals in the street when informed voters knew that the sheriff can't unilaterally release people without a court order. These things cost them badly. And this one really made my head scratch. In a Democratic market like New Orleans, when you say that a donation from Mark Zuckerberg is proof of evil outside influences Well, many of the voters have seen Zuckerberg and similar donors donate to causes that they supported in other election cycles. So if you had had a larger independent and a larger Republican presence in Orleans Parish, that might have helped make the difference for him. And that's the tone deafness that, I comment about regarding conservative strategies, that you can't pretend that every place is a suburb or a majority Republican electorate, and the strategy failed miserably for the incumbent. He was beaten by a first-time challenger who appeared on this show, which is probably what gave her the extra push.
Right, I interviewed him 2 weeks ago, correct.
And
I interviewed Susan 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you did. And that wraps up the assessment of this year's election cycle. But all the candidates are facing very serious issues regarding public safety, regarding economic opportunity, each in, their own areas of responsibility, regarding neighborhood stability. So we're going to see where rhetoric and reality meet sometime after May of next year.
My next question for you, Captain. So after we who's won the races, we've been talking about this for almost a year, all these people running and all these different people. So knowing who won the races, backgrounds, and knowing what you know, do you think the state of the union in Orleans, or shall we just say the state of Orleans, is it in good hands? Or do you feel that the scale is tipped against New Orleans based on who has won the elections?
If the city council upholds their pledges of independence and advocating for certain issues, they will have to checkmate the mayor, because some of her proximity will require her to try to get votes that these folks' platforms say may not be available to us. So we might have a good check and balance there, because we know they're going to have to do something about violent crime. You just had a judge's mother shot. Not that makes her any more important than anybody else, but it has definitely brought home to a lot of folks that the indiscriminate violence that we're seeing out here is the result of people's political decision-making in the DA's office and, ironically, in the bench, in our courtrooms. And they're going to be facing all this and more.
All right. Captain, that's the loud music that comes on and busts my eardrums every time. I don't know why it hasn't been redone yet, but I thank you very much, Captain, for your interview tonight. Wish you the best, but we'll talk soon, Captain. Captain, have a great night. Everybody else, stay tuned for next week. More of my show here. I'll have something. I'm planning a very unique show for next weekend. Not New Orleans Central, but stay tuned again. Always find me on my podcast. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thank you all so much. This is William Wallace for America, signing out.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.